This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Thelma Salinas. Date of birth is November the 7th, 1959. Case ID number is 392-1300. Date of exam, 11/22/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Marisa C. Inigo, M.D., dated May the 10th, 2021, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/25/22. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hypercholesterolemia, rheumatism / chronic pain of shoulders, decreased vision, left ear deafness, and back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in December 2019, where she worked as a security guard for 17 years. She was also a provider for 4 months. During the time that she was a security guard, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She presently lives in a house with her husband, and her husband is receiving disability benefits at this time. However, she is not receiving disability benefits, but is receiving her Social Security. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, rheumatism / chronic pain of shoulders. Number six, decreased vision. Number seven, deafness in the left ear. And number eight, back pain. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1999, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. The claimant does have retinopathy of her eyes and has had her right eye injected secondary to a retinal bleed. She denies any nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but she does have polyneuropathy of her hands and feet with numbness and tinglingness. She does not check her blood glucose and does not know what her last reading was. She also does not know what her last hemoglobin A1C was. She is presently taking glyburide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams TID. She has been told by her physician that she is well controlled with her diabetes. She has been diagnosed with non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2012, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, temporal headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. She was diagnosed with cardiomegaly, pulmonary congestion, and myocardial failure. Her blood pressure at this visit was 146 over 82 mmHg. She is presently taking irbesartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 300 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, for her blood pressure at this time. Her blood pressure was 146 over 82 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1999 she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She states her physician has told her that her level was normal at this time. She is presently taking levothyroxine, 125 micrograms QD, and she appears to be stable at this time with her condition. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that she has not had a myocardial infarction or a cerebral vascular accident. She was told in 1999 that she had a high cholesterol level. She was started on lovastatin, 40 milligrams QD, and as noted earlier, she does not know what her level is, but has been told that she is well controlled with her medication. Allegation number five, chronic pain / rheumatism / shoulder pain / osteopenia. The claimant states that in 2004, she was suffering with bilateral shoulder pain and rheumatism. She was told that she had osteoarthritis / rheumatism, and x-rays were performed which confirmed the diagnosis. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. She was recently told that she also had osteopenia and was going to start on medications for that condition. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1 hour, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she's using at this time. Her physician is Dr. Mario Rodriguez, and she is presently taking no medications for pain. She states the only other physical activity she does is work in her house. Allegation number six, decreased vision. The claimant states that since 2011, she has had difficulty with both eyes. She has bilateral cataracts and has had injections into the right eye secondary to a retinal bleed. The claimant also suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She does wear glasses and appears to have problems with both eyes. She states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Snellen vision. The claimant was able to count fingers at 4 feet with the right eye. OS, uncorrected, 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/40. The claimant was diagnosed with bilateral cataract formation and a history of right retinal bleed, which has been treated with injections. Allegation number seven, hypoacusis of the left ear. The claimant states that in 1998, she started to develop problems with her hearing on her left side. She states that her husband hid her there back in 1980, and from that time on, she has had difficulty hearing from that left ear. She does not wear hearing aids at this time, and no surgeries have been performed. The claimant has also not been evaluated for hypoacusis. She did appear to have difficulty understanding my conversation, and I did have to speak louder. Allegation number eight, lumbosacral back pain. The claimant states that in 1984, when she was pregnant, she developed a lumbosacral back pain. She states the character of the pain is an aching, burning pain located in the lumbosacral back area that does not radiate down to her legs. She states that occasionally she has spasms in that area. No surgeries or x-rays have been performed. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing the laundry. She states that she does no other exercise. Her physician is Dr. Mario Rodriguez, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on no medications for pains. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back spondylosis. Family history. The father died at the age of 78 from contusion of the liver and diabetes mellitus. The mother died at the age of 78 from cancer of the lungs and breast cancer. Medications, levothyroxine, 125 micrograms QD, irbesartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 300 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, loratadine, 10 milligrams QD, glyburide / metformin, 5 milligrams / 500 milligrams TID, lovastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, osteopenia, comma, left ear hypoacusis, comma, decreased vision with a right eye retinal bleed treated with injections and bilateral cataract formation. Chronic pain with rheumatism and bilateral shoulder pain with osteoarthritis and osteopenia. Lumbar sacral back pain and obesity. Major surgeries. History of bilateral carpal tunnel release in 2000. And injections into the right eye for retinal bleeds. And a history of bilateral cataract formation. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 44 years. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 174 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 half inch tall. BP, 146 over 82 mmHg. Heart rate, 94 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 34. General, this is a 63-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has no teeth at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal also for the right side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is being able to count fingers at 4 feet. Corrected is 20/200. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft but tender in the right upper quadrant and very distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant does appear to have fullness in the right upper quadrant. She has been told that she has a fatty liver. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. Could you drop down to neurological? I'm sorry, after neurological exam. X-rays of the right hip. No acute finding, period. Osteoarthritis, period. X-rays of the pelvis, no acute finding. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute finding, period, spondylosis. X-rays of the left knee, no acute finding. Probable diagnoses. Number one, diabetes mellitus. Dash. Being treated at this time with medication. The claimant does not know whether she is well controlled, although she states that her provider has told her that she is well controlled at this time. Number two, hypertension. Being treated at this time, blood pressure was 146/82 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number three, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time. Claimant states that the provider has told her that her levels are normal. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time with medication. The claimant also states that her provider has told her that her blood levels are normal. Allegation number five, rheumatism / chronic pain / shoulder pain, not being treated at this time, normal physical exam. Allegation number six, decreased vision, especially of the right eye, confirmed with Snellen vision and physical examination. The claimant appears to be able to see fairly well with her glasses at 20/40. Allegation number seven, hypoacusis of the left ear - normal physical exam. However, the claimant does appear to have difficulty hearing from the left ear, and conversation with her was difficult. She does not have a hearing aid at this time and has not been evaluated for hearing loss. Allegation number eight, back pain / spondylosis, stable at this time, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Thelma Salinas.